I wanted to have a girlfriend. I wanted to get married and do the quote-unquote normal thing. But I was pulled to the other side too much. There was something about the male and about the forbiddenness of it. Just touching his arm or touching his leg sent electricity through my body. I didn't have that feeling with girls. I felt good with women, and I liked women, certain women, but I never had that intense electrical shock. I had moved away for at least a year, and I thought it was time to tell them, at least verbalize, that I was gay. So I was muttering around on the phone, and I'm fine, and I'm like, well, you know, Mom, well, Mary's really Michael. Whenever I referred to Mary, his name was Mary's really a guy, his name's Michael. And so that was the deal. And then my mom, not to be outdone, and I give her full credit because she took me down a notch. She said, well, Mark, when your father was in the army and we were down in Alabama stationed, there was a woman. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm coming out to you and you're going to take it away from me by telling me that you had a relationship with a woman while you were married to Dad? And I didn't even say all that. The conversation ended. It was like, okay, and she basically said, so what? And I really wonder about people who care about me, because it's like, it's none of their business who I date. It's none of their business who I'm going to get married to. It's their business to know that I do my job, I do my life, I do me, and as long as I'm adding to the world as far as keeping things functioning on my end, that should be the only concern. You're gay? You're gay. Big deal. Get over yourself. Get a job. Go to college. Do something else. We got the gay thing down. Big deal. It's not a big deal. You made it a big deal. So, yay, you're gay. I love this all-American bullshit where they're like, oh, those gays can't have kids. They're just going to make more of them. Yeah, right. That we all, my parents are straight, except for my mother's little incident in Mobile, Alabama. Other than that, they're straight. Everybody I know, their parents are straight. First time I came to New York was St. Patrick's Day, 1990. And it was the last Saint at large, well, Saint party, actually, Black party, at the Saint itself, which was a nightclub in the East Village on St. Mark's Place. It was the second time I ever did an ecstasy, and I was just in awe of the beauty and everything. Of course, everything was probably more beautiful than it was, but I walked around, and I just thought, wow, this is so amazing. These are the most beautiful human beings I've ever seen. It turned me on to parties. And gay parties and the fun of it and the camaraderie and the tribal and the dancing and it was all about the music. And so I started going to parties. I was a promotional dancer, not a stripper. And then it turned into, I moved to New York at some point. I started bartending and managing at bars and managing clubs. And then that rolled into being a promoter. And I would have celebrities come to my parties. And I've been doing this for about 20 years. I now have the number one party in the country. It's called the F word. You gotta be an individual. If you're an individual, and maybe you're chubby, well, so what? You're chubby. You know, don't spend your whole life dieting. You'll never be happy. You're gonna get to happiness so much faster if you just be you. You know, just be you. And if people don't like it, well, screw them, because there's plenty of other people that are gonna celebrate you and who you are. And those are the people you should hang out with anyway. So stop trying to please the haters or the other people, because they're never going to like you. And they're going to make you not like you. And then you're going to be miserable. And then you're going to wonder why you're on Earth and why you're here. And maybe it's not worth it. It's totally worth it. But you got to get past all that. You got to look in the mirror and say, I'm good. This is a good thing. Let's go hit the world. Let's hit the street. Let's go do something. You know, and you don't have to cure cancer. You don't have to be the president of the United States. Just do what you got to do. And it all works out. That's why there are different strokes for different folks. Because if we were all the same, my God, it'd be so boring. So boring. So when those people are telling you got to be like them, they don't even know what them is. So they're trying to tell you something they don't even know. So again, you got to be yourself.